Ate malkuth vegevora vegedula le'olam amen. I hereby banish from my space and everyone's spaces all energies which are not appropriate, all psychic jamming, all negative emotional energies and memories which are not appropriate. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, Ate malkuth vegevora vegedula le'olam amen. The atmosphere around us and through us is cleansed and purified and infused with love. The atmosphere around us and through us is cleansed and purified and infused with love. The atmosphere around us and through us is cleansed and purified and infused with love. I choose to be a clear, open channel of God's wisdom, love, healing, and light, bringing through the highest vibration of God frequency, God energy, God healing, God presence, to assist everyone, to assist themselves, to awaken and activate the divine heart flame. And to have that anchored into the heart of the earth. We speak to your heart. Breathe into your heart center and expand your heart center as wide as you can in all directions in order to expand your channel of absolute love. In order for you to be connected to everything that exists on all levels, all dimensions, all time and space, all God presence, all knowing, you need to have your heart open. So as you breathe with intention to open your heart, to allow for you to receive and be received, to recognize yourselves and be recognized, to give and to receive in balance to and from yourselves and others, and to feel anchored and aligned as a spiritual being in physical form, as God or divine presence in physical form, through your heart desires and passions. As you breathe and hold an intention to allow for your heart to be open, no matter what has happened in any past, things that you remember or don't, but just to start from this point on, and allow yourselves to become more open now for fullness of being. Dishala levarakatani na, let yourselves feel the frequency of these vibrations. Zoshone levelakateri sotosamasha levarete. We activate the codes of your consciousness in your heart so that you can now remember the true blueprint of who you are in your truth, in your original configuration of who you are in this experience through this physical body. Zale velakatale meresha lavarate kurishamala kalavarati susumate kalavrasariko sompa tariko sonishka lavalakate redo so zamare kushale vratari sotare kum zerika salele kushayaratu shifare ku Umaraya toshaneheya dobarashikoto soyanedeya. And as you breathe, if there's any tension in your system now or in your day-to-day life or in your consciousness, anything that brings up or has been bringing up any kind of anxiety or stress or tension for any reason, just hold an intention that these frequencies, these sounds, these languages of light will infuse and move through those parts of your being, any parts of your being that hold this, so that you can be at peace and be freed up of anything that you're holding, that your whole being is expressing itself through as a filter. So those filters start to dissolve. And what comes in more is more of your own light. So as light comes into the parts of you that have kept yourself in the dark, or you've kept things in the dark to yourselves, or the shadow understanding, that the light shines on the shadow and automatically, instantaneously transmutes everything to light. take some deep breaths. And as you breathe, just allow your body to relax even more, as if you're going into a deeper sense of relaxation, but still being very aware, being very conscious, but still allowing for your cells, your molecules, your atoms, all the way down into the DNA of your cells, where your consciousness emanates from within this being, within this body. So that there's an alignment of your spirit with your physicality, so that you become in sync, in the flow, in your God or divine presence. As you anchor in more of your divine presence, just by calling that in, calling in the divine presence of who you are in more of a committed state of being, to truly accept the choice that you made from a higher conscious point of view before you came into this incarnation, to be here with your body as your instrument, knowing that it has everything that you would need in its makeup, in its configuration, for everything you're here to create, to learn, to teach, to experience, and to enjoy. Anything that's going on in your physical body, physically, that feels that you're at a state of dis-ease, or you have a condition, what's the condition that you've placed upon yourself or someone has placed upon you that keeps you in a state of dis-ease or confusion or fear? Anything that is not in sync with the natural flow of who you are, whether it's a physical ailment, an emotional ailment, a mental ailment, or a spiritual ailment. Anything that's in your creation body that keeps you from creating your life based on what you desire in full, for full manifestation. So that as we focus on your heart center, we're expanding and activating and initiating that center in order for you to expand to such a degree that you awaken your channel to open more, for more of the influx of your own vibration of creation to align with the creation of the earth itself, the Mother Earth and her creation. In the void, to go into that space of not knowing, like a womb, where you're in that space that feels like darkness before you come into the light of manifestation. So you need to allow yourselves to go into the not knowing in order for something to be created, to then be manifested as it comes out into the light. So in order to create or manifest anything through the heart, your heart needs to be open and expanded. It needs to be cleansed and purified and aligned with physicality of the earth to manifest and create. With the idea that you need to be in darkness, to sit in the void and just wait and be in your female energy, in your intuition, in your knowing, and trusting that in this focus of intention for something to come, it will. And as you breathe, you allow for your own light to come into that space to show you what's next. So call upon the highest part of your own being, your divine presence, and ask or allow yourselves to be open through your heart space, all the way down and up through all your chakras, all the way down into the earth and out into the universe, as a giant chakra or a giant column, a column of all of your chakras, to expand and open for the intention of creation, for the intention of manifestation, of tangible manifestation, through your heartfelt desires and passions. Give yourselves permission to have passion. Give yourselves permission to have desire. Give yourselves permission to know that your desires mean something, whether you've been taught that or not, whether your feelings, that your feelings mean something, whether you've been taught that or not. Start at this point as if this is a new beginning of creation through your heartfelt desires. And breathe. And as you breathe, allow anything that's going on in your physical body to be shifted or healed that might be in the way of you manifesting what you want, in terms of feeling that you have the capacity to handle what's going on in your life or what you will create. And breathe. And as you breathe, allow for your emotional nature to be awakened, to know that in your emotional body, you can handle everything that you're going to create or already creating in order to be able to be available for what you will be creating and handling it. And now into the mental body, to have that be in sync as well. To know that you can mentally handle everything that you're going to create or you're creating, and in your spiritual body, and to know that you have the support of all your guides and all the different aspects of your own being, as well as the energy of the earth and all the guides that live within the earth and live on the earth and live beyond the earth. And know that you will attract to you the exact situations and people that now support your creations in a more succinct way and in a more aligned way, where you can have a more flowing, easier life. And you get to have, it's your birthright. You're allowed to have what you desire. And take a deep breath. Take three breaths and breathe deep into your body, deep into your cells, and deep into your heart. And allow yourselves to now call in support systems of the councils of light, of the angelics, the legions of the angels and the archangels, all the masters and the ascended masters. And your guides that are specific for you, as well as the hierarchies of all the guides that are there from all the different star systems, planets, and beyond the beyond, as well as the earth and within the earth, and deep into the core. And as you begin to align with everything that there is through the open heart, the only way to connect to everything that exists is through the heart center. So it's time to give yourselves permission to let go of anything that has limited you, whether it's belief systems, thought forms, perceptions, traumas, things that have been passed down through lineage, generations, ancestries, anything that's been passed down or impressed upon you, and anything that's not yours to let it go, and anything that is yours to take it back in, to work with. So that you know now that you can create your reality through your desires, and that you have a support system, and anything that's been in your way can finally be let go of. Make a choice to let go of any cords of energy that you still hold on to, or anyone's cords holding on to you, that keep you from creating your reality in the way that supports you in your highest understanding. To let go of any agreements with yourself or others or entities that also keep you in illusions rather than truth. And as you breathe again into your heart center, it awakens more of your sacredness. It helps you to feel your own self-worth. It helps you to feel the truth of who you are and what you have the right to have and be, and to know that everyone has the right to be. So it's not about you get something and they don't, and you're fearful that you'll have more than someone else, or they get more than you. Everyone has the opportunities. It's for you now to allow yourselves to awaken and to let go of anything that's holding you back, whether you know of what it is or not. To ask to have any karma, whether it's your family karma, whether it's planetary karma, whether it's karma of humanity, to be lifted so that you can come back to a clean slate of who you are and what you're here for as a being of light, a being of God, Goddess, all that there is, a being of the divine. Know that you are a master of all creation. You created yourselves to come into this incarnation and be here. So you can create anything. It's time for you to allow yourselves to thrive and to be, not just survive. And take a few deep breaths and allow these sounds to awaken you even more so, and to bring the balance of anything that needs to be readjusted, refined, reiterated, refurbished through these frequencies. Diashani kalamani dadima kashala kata berikotoshi shamalavlate tarakiri sotori miare omari kulele kavaritiko shamalavele katareti shitoro rishavara katani kala lavla katu zemiri kalavara kishana makalavara katipishalevle korusumatari ku amarare rushalavala katirini sata berei sotu sotu shalevle klate. And feel yourself being embraced by grace. Basala valakatuni ni salele koshanatu. And feel the Divine Mother holding you with grace and love and an open heart. And feel the Divine Father holding you with grace and love and an open heart. And have that activate within you through your heart center, your own inner parents. Parents within yourself to yourself, to reinstate this divine relationship of nurturing and love and support. For you to know that you get to have who you are, recognize yourself, be recognized, be accepted and accept yourself and accepting, loved, lovable, and loving. Tani shakatani kala konushikata levela katishine se shekotoni sa zambari shata la barakonita serenke shete kala vla katiniata zemsha le koshonika levereka. We speak to the heart of your being. Zeyishkata levele katenia katana. Feel the energy of the earth holding a space for you to be on this plane. As she's invited you here, you've taken part in coming, and now you get to experience everything she has to offer. Allow yourself to have it now. Take three deep breaths. Bashani ko shalavele kate ni ko sanete de barashana ko lavele ni kasanati shuntale klakato ni shukwati amata. The earth invites you once again to be here through everything that you are, through everything that you feel, and everything that you know, and to experience the greatest joy, the greatest ability and experience of creation, and to have an amazing journey from this point on, continuing of absolute love. Know that you are blessed, know that you are loved, know that you are loving and lovable and supported. We send you much love. And breathe and accept our love. Thank you. Take a few deep breaths. Allow yourselves to feel as open as you are. Start to bring yourselves back into a more conscious state. Feel your feet on the ground. Feel the weight of your body in your seat. Feel an openness that is maintained. And again, know that you are loved and you are blessed. And you are always watched over and you're never alone. Much love.